Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Total U.S. annuity sales set a new record in the first half of the year as sales climbed 19% from prior year results to $215.2 billion. Sales of fixed index annuities and registered indexed linked annuities also set new quarterly records, according to LIMRA's U.S. Individual Annuity Sales Survey. Fixed index annuity sales topped $29 billion in this year's second quarter, while registered index-linked annuity sales outpaced traditional variable annuity sales for the third consecutive quarter, with $16.4 billion in second quarter sales, a 44% climb from the prior year. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other trends in the U.S. annuity market is Brian Hodgins, Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. Brian, welcome. It's great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Lori, it's great to be here. I really appreciate you having me.
Brian, can you tell us more about the rise of U.S. annuity sales in the first half of 2024 and what factors contributed to that sales growth?
The first half of 2024 has been an extraordinary period of time for annuity sales. You know, if you annualize that $215 billion you just referenced, we're on pace to surpass $400 billion in sales this year, which would be the third consecutive year of record sales. For some context, you know, if you take that projection that I just gave and add that to the previous 2 years of sales from 2022 through the end of this year, 2024, annuity sales will exceed $1.1 trillion over that three-year period of time. So just extraordinary growth. What's driving the growth this year? I'd point to interest rates staying high. No cuts by the Federal Reserve to this point, and we may talk about that later. Increased volatility in the equity markets. What that combination of equity volatility in the markets and high interest rates, it's kind of created this perfect scenario where consumers are looking across their portfolio and they can, you know, they look at the different annuity products across this risk spectrum that they can take. And it allows them to kind of choose from how much risk they want to take, you know, in that, you know, in their portfolio. And there's a product there, an annuity product to kind of match that. So while fixed rate annuities get a lot of the headlines, we're also seeing record sales in fixed indexed annuities and RILAs, registered index linked annuities too. So
when you look at the past several years, what demographic trends are influencing the strong performance of the U.S. annuity market post-pandemic?
Yeah, I'm glad you ask about the demographics. It's kind of to me, it's this third leg of the stool of why we're seeing so much growth, this year, last couple of years. Because, you know, right now, more Americans are turning 65 this year and over the next 2 years than any other time in history. And, you know, this aging, I think it's referred to as peak 65 as a term, a marketing term I've heard this year that refers to this. There's over 11,000 Americans per day now on average turning 65. And, you know, why does that matter? Because, you know, as the U.S. population, has aged, our LIMRA research shows that the individual annuity product sales mainly cluster around this traditional retirement age of 65. So I just think you've got more people coming into this age range. And historically, this is where they're looking at annuities and purchasing them. And you factor that in with higher interest rates and volatile equity markets. It's really made for kind of this combination of all the great sales we've seen.
You talked a bit earlier about the rise of fixed index and registered index linked annuities. How have they increased their momentum and what factors are driving their growth?
Yeah, so the fixed index, we'll start there. I mean, the fixed index has been a steady growth story now for many years. If you, for context, if you go back 10 years, let's just take that. In 2014, total fixed index sales were $48 billion for the industry. And in 2023, fixed index sales were $96 billion. So that's 101% increase over that 10-year period of time. What happened during that 10-year period? You know, I'll point out a few things. If you look at 2018, and in 2018, the S&P 500 was down 6% that year, followed by a positive return of 28% return in 2019. Move over to 2022, and the S&P 500 was down 18% that year, followed by last year with a positive return of 28%. So you take these four time periods where we saw some of the largest gains in fixed index sales during this 10-year view that I'm showing. It just illustrates that during market volatility periods of time, consumers are looking to manage risk in their portfolio, and that fixed index has been a really popular product. The RILA growth has a similar trajectory over the past 10 years, but more of the sales have been in really the past 3 years. And what we've seen is new products have been coming into the market in the RILA space, particularly in the last couple of years. RILA products give consumers yet another option on that risk spectrum by pushing out that upside potential for return while still giving the consumer some limited exposure to the downside. And I think that these products really have been very popular in the last few years. And again, it goes back to a lot of that market volatility, consumers be having a chance to take advantage of some of that, but also managing some of the risk to the downside. So.
And for fixed index annuities, how might potential interest rate cuts in the latter half of the year impact future sales?
Yeah, cap rates are going to come down on fixed index annuities. That will be the result of interest rate cuts in the last half of the year. We're actually already seeing some of that happening now, before we even get the rate cuts. So it'll be a direct result of that.
According to the survey, total fixed rate deferred annuity sales increased 32% from second quarter 2023 sales, but were down 7% from first quarter 2024. What do you attribute that to?
A couple of things. Rates have been coming down actually on some of these products. And like I mentioned with the fixed index cap rates coming down, we've seen the same thing happening with the fixed rate deferred annuities as well. And this is, before the Fed is cutting rates. And so the question I think then pivots to why would companies be lowering rates prior to the Fed cutting rates? And I think it has a lot to do with the capacity. For some of these companies that have sold a lot of fixed annuities in the past 3 years, the reserve requirements have been increasing as a result of those sales. And I think that there just is a point where they are, trying to slow down the amount of sales that are coming in. So rates are already starting to come down on some of these products.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Looking at variable annuities and income annuities, how did their sales fare during the first half of this year, and how did that compare to prior year's results?
Well, variable annuities have been the product that we've seen a real decline in sales over the last many years now. However, over the last couple of quarters, you know, variable annuity sales have shown some resiliency. Sales have actually been going up. For the second quarter, sales were $15.4 billion. That was up 16% year over year. And for the first half of the year, sales are $29.1 billion. That's up 11% year over year. So, you know, for context there, you know, last year, all of 2023, total traditional VA sales were $51 billion. And if we're year to date through June 30th at a little over $29 billion, you can see we're projecting or annualizing something well over last year's results. So we're seeing some growth in the traditional VA. Income annuity sales were $3.4 billion in Q2, and that's about flat year over year. But year to date through June, sales for income annuities, that would be SPIAs and DIAs, were up $7 billion, we're at $7 billion. That's up 3% year over year. So some modest growth in that area, but historically pretty still very strong numbers on the income annuity side as well.
Brian, what implications do record-setting annuity sales for the first half of this year have for the broader financial and retirement planning industry?
Yeah, you know, I think, Lori, you've got a lot of interest in annuities for the reasons I've stated before. But I think that the other thing I would add to it, and where I think it plays out over time, is, you know, annuities are sold through financial advisors, through financial professionals. And I think that these, you know, combination of factors we've just talked about with higher interest rates, volatility in the equity markets, the demographics, it's just brought more attention to this product lineup in the last few years. I think advisors have come back to these that maybe looked at annuities, you know, previously many years ago. We've seen new advisors coming in to this product line. And I think that momentum, just the awareness, selling these products through financial professionals, I think it carries forward, you know, over the next few years. And that's, you know, and look, and the demographics are not going to change. You know, they're going to continue to be in favor of these guaranteed income type products. I think it continues to grow. And again, I think from a financial advisor perspective, the awareness of this over the last few years is going to continue that momentum forward.
And looking ahead, what's ahead for the U.S. annuities market for the remainder of this year? Can we expect to see continued or increased sales in the coming months? And how could shifts in economic conditions, such as inflation or market volatility, impact sales in the remaining months of 2024?
We anticipate, you know, interest rates are most likely coming down probably here in September. Who knows if we get additional cuts after that. That will have some impact, as we've mentioned here, on the fixed products. Some of those rates will come down. However, I think it's going to still be a strong second half of the year. I think that these products, when you compare the short-term fixed rate products to other comparable fixed solutions, CDs, money markets, I think that historically the spread has been around 150 to 200 basis points where these annuity products will have a higher return. And therefore, even though in a lower rate environment, we'll still see this as an attractive product. Also keep in mind, there's been a lot of business sold in the fixed rate deferred business 3 years ago when interest rates started to really go up. A lot of that over the next 6 to 12 months is going to be coming out of surrender. And I think those consumers, those people are going to be looking at, you know, where do they put that investment, that money? Do they go back into other annuities, maybe a fixed indexed or a RILA? Or do they go back into a fixed rate deferred product? I think that they will continue to keep that money positioned in the annuity lineup. So I anticipate good growth that will continue through the rest of this year, even though interest rates are going to be coming down.
And are there any new or emerging trends or innovations that might even further boost annuity sales? And how might insurers capitalize on those opportunities?
Yeah, you know, I one of the things that we're tracking and we've been looking at for a trend is the ability or the opportunity for consumers to add a guaranteed living benefit rider to the fixed index and the RILA products. So we track those sales with those riders being added. We've seen a lot of sales over the last several years really focused on the accumulation opportunity, protection and accumulation, and the riders have not been attached to these products. However, in the last few quarters, we're starting to see an uptick now where consumers are buying those income riders and attaching them to those products. And I think that's a trend that we think will continue to grow. And so that's something we're keeping an eye on. I'd also point to two other things. Technology in processing annuity business at the broker-dealers continues to evolve, helping advisors actually write this business. I think that's we're going to see more adoption of those tools, and that will continue to grow. And that helps. That helps overall the business. And then finally, I would say that in the RILA space specifically, we're seeing a lot of new products come to market this year, last year, this year, and there's been a lot of additional features, crediting strategies that are being introduced in those new products that I think are really attractive in gaining some ground there. So I would say that's another area trend we're going to keep an eye on.
Brian, this has been so informative, so interesting, and I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Lori, thanks for having me.
That was Brian Hodgins, Senior Vice President and Head of LIMRA Research. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.